This is the Cambridge Institute First Certificate in English preparation course. Listening test. Test 3, part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You overhear a dialogue between 2 athletes. What are they talking about? A. A sports event. B. Next week's competition. C. A concert.
Hey Mike, how was the match then?
Well, it could have been better. Listen, I've just seen a notice on the board related to a competition that is taking place next week near the university. How about asking for information about it and having a go?
Oh, it looks promising. Yes, why not? Do you know when we can apply for it and how?
Sure. We must remember to cancel the concert tickets, though. It's on the same day. But anyway, all we have to do then is to go to that information point over there and fill in the application form. Shall we tell Marie and Kevin? I think they would be interested in this too.
Okay, then see you next week.
2. You hear a call-in show in which some youngsters talk about the worst thing they did when they were young. What happened to the girl as a result of what she did? A. She was kidnapped. B. She spent the night in a detention centre. C. She was told off.
I never was a very bad kid. Actually, I was more like a nerd. I always did my homework, I passed all my exams with the straight A's. However, there was this one thing I did that really made my parents angry. I was 11 and I snuck out of the house at 2 in the morning, crept out the front door, bolted down my driveway and climbed in through my best friend's window. Little did I know, my parents had installed a delayed noise alarm system. So, about 30 seconds later, after I left, my parents woke up to the alarm, so I was gone and called the police thinking I'd been kidnapped. Then my parents called my friend's house to see if they had heard anything. When her parents came up to tell my friend the horrible news and ask if she knew anything, the two of us were caught watching late shows and eating popcorn. My parents were so annoyed that I thought they made me spend the night in the detention center. But well, I was scolded instead and grounded for the rest of the summer. Oh, and I also was not allowed to see my friend for a month.
3. You hear a journalist talking about a very famous actor called Jim Manson. What point is she making? A. Jim Manson overreacted. B. Jim Manson was disappointed. C. Jim Manson was frustrated.
According to a very popular magazine in UK, Jim Manson has been a little aggressive with paparazzi. He was eating at a restaurant with who seems to be his new girlfriend, and he kind of lost it when he started being photographed. Even the famous actor's fans are a bit disappointed in him for behaving in such a way. Everybody knows that being chased by paparazzi can be very annoying, but hitting a person is too much. Mostly everyone agrees that Manson crossed the line and he may have exaggerated a little. Some even say that he did it only to attract attention to him after the failure of his last movie.
4. You overhear 2 women talking about a work colleague, Frank. What did Frank do? A. He was fired. B. He quit his job. C. He was given a lower position.
Have you heard about Frank's resignation?
Yes, I have.
That's really incredible. He's been doing this job for years. I can't imagine what could have happened.
Well, I guess he eventually got fed up with things. Either way, it's a shame. I had never met someone so hardworking before.
Yes, I agree. I don't think anyone can do his job the way he did. Let's see who will replace him.
5. You hear a man talking about fast food. What is his overall opinion? A. People think fast food is healthy. B. People enjoy eating fast food. C. People are unaware of the consequences of eating fast food.
The pace of life has sped up. We have faster travel, faster computers, longer hours, and extremely busy lives. When things are going this way, it's tempting to take the easy option and order a big sandwich or a cheeseburger at any one of the fast food restaurants. It's quick, easy, and fairly cheap, or is it? Most fast food combos offer some type of sandwich with fries and a soft drink. This can cost between 3 and 6 euros, sometimes more. If you eat fast food 3 times a week, the only thing getting thinner is your wallet. The fast food industry likes to promote healthy eating and environmentally friendly practices. But how much fat is in that meal and where does all the rubbish go? Think of the calories.
6. You hear a woman talking about gifts she has received. What gift did she really enjoy? A. Concert tickets. B. Chocolates. C. Recorded music.
I have gotten a lot of gifts in my lifetime, some of them better than others. You always appreciate it, of course, because it is the thought that counts, right? Among the not-so-good gifts, I remember a couple of them, the vodka-filled chocolates, or those bottles filled with candy and chocolate. Now, there are those other presents you remember forever, and this one came from my brother. He was all mysterious about it, and when I opened it, I saw the complete collection of my favorite pop band. I have been meaning to get concert tickets because they were in town, but it has been sold out, so after seeing how frustrated I was, he came up with this incredible present. Best birthday ever.
7. You hear part of an interview in which a woman is talking about her gap year. What is the speaker doing? A. Insisting that every person should have a gap year. B. Encouraging people to experience a gap year. C. Outlining the steps of the process.
My gap year was life-changing, and I can definitely say that I experienced more in 7 months than some do in a lifetime. I guess I would advise people to take a year off between university and high school, mainly because having spent time overseas can be a big help for anyone's future career. The first step would be choosing the kind of course. Actually, the whole process is very simple. In my personal experience, not only was I accepted to study every course I applied to, but I was also offered scholarships. It's not for everyone, though. As with everything in life, there is never a guarantee that it will work out as well for someone else as it did for me. I finally understood that great rewards are always worth the risk, and I never would have learned that in the classroom.
8. You overhear a conversation on the bus. Why wouldn't the man accept the job? A. His nervousness sidetracks him sometimes. B. He's very moody. C. He's not very ambitious.
Hey, have you heard? Robert is retiring.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you'll be made general manager. Keep your fingers crossed.
I don't think so. That job would make me much more nervous. Besides, I'm happy with things the way they are. I've got an easy life. My job is already a challenge and I don't handle pressure too well.
You know, that's not the impression I have of you at all. That's how I describe myself. That is the end of part 2.